here where we do. And specifically Black Oak Drive, which is on the map, is the worst of the worst. And that is directly adjacent to, which would be the proposed entrance to this nightly rental. And there's many things that cross my mind. I'm a father of a young son. And if everything going on in the nation, human trafficking, child safety, the last thing we need is more transient people coming through these proposed condo to maybe enhance that or, abduct my son or the numerous kids that live in our neighborhood. And the wildlife, mentioned some roadkill, but there's also some beautiful wildlife, white-tailed bucks, wild turkey that do run through here. And any other development would decrease their chances of survival and to thrive. And I didn't hear, is there anybody here that was for this development? Is the builder here? Okay, we got one. So, I'm going to close with that. I just want to say I'm opposed to this, development for the reasons that I stated, and I hope y'all, follow with me in that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'm at 1674 Skyview Drive, so if you go up to Skyline and you go all the way to the top, we have a house that overlooks the city of Branson. And the reason we bought there 5 years ago was because my husband likes a country feel, and I like to be in the middle of the city. So the nice thing about that area is we look out to hills and trees and woods and everything. We also bought there because we have an autistic 23-year-old son, and he likes more secluded areas, somewhere where he can feel like he's not having to deal socially with someone, or where he can drive in a soft area that's not trafficked. And like they said, that road there is so narrow that if you're passing someone, you've got to stop and pull over a little bit and let them get around you. So the roads aren't cohesive to this kind of area that they're planning. Also, there's one time we were coming up or coming down Skyline Road where we about ran over a couple. It was night, and there's not very many lights there. Of course, this would light it up, but the roads are so narrow, there's no walking areas. And it was so scary at that point that we realized you can't really even walk on these roads and have traffic at the same time. So I can see someone coming out of their nightly rentals and hitting someone. That could happen real quickly. I believe it will. Dog walking. Right now we walk our dogs and we have to pull over a little bit, get our dogs to go into the ditch to let people pass so they won't hit our dogs. That's once again how narrow the roads are. The hills, we come from Skyview coming down Skyline Road is when it gets icy and snow. There has been a lot of accidents there. In fact, our house was ran into before we bought it 5 years ago. So someone was coming up to the stop sign and just kept on going into our house. Right where he's proposing, there's three houses right next to them. They've came around that corner on ice, and they kept on going into homes. Homes will be sunk down into kind of like a valley, and they drop on top of them. So it's just not cohesive to commercial planning. Right down the street, I believe there's 164 acres for sale, which would probably better fit what he's needing. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
May I be a mask held up on the floor?
My name is Charles Lambach. I live on Skyview Drive, which is further up. At this particular juncture here. Right at this intersection becomes Skyline. day or every other day. In order to get down to Highway 165, I have to come down Skyview, get on Animal Safari, and it terminates down at 165. That's the end of Animal Safari there. So other than that, my wife and I wrote a letter that we sent, but I'm not sure it was received, so I quickly read it. It says, we want to go on record as being very much opposed to this proposed development. When we purchased our home at 1638 Skyview over 10 years ago, one of the main reasons we chose our neighborhood was because of undeveloped interest to the neighborhood with all its natural beauty and because of a family feel to our neighborhood. If this proposal is approved, both of these qualities will disappear irrevocably. There are already many nightly rentals available in Taney County and in our area. We don't feel it's respectful and necessary for lifestyle contracts to exploit yet another beautiful area of the Ozarks to build six more units. It would detract from the natural beauty and leave a permanent scar on the area. In addition, the intersection where 265 Animal Safari Road and Skyline intersect is a very tricky one. Developing this property would increase traffic and result in safety concerns for not only for people in our neighborhood, but other drivers. We respectfully ask that our opinions be part of your discussion and ultimate approval or non-approval for this project. The last point I wanted to make here is that considering the Animal Safari and Skyview are actually one of the same. They just intersect with one another. And they are narrow roads, to say the least. I had an incident several months ago whereby I was going up to my home, and there was a pickup truck with wide mirrors, and he knocked my side mirror off of my truck because he had these long, big mirrors sticking out of it on either side. And the other thing that I might mention is that we have tried on several occasions to get it restriped because there's no lighting there. It's at night, it is dark. And so I went to the county roads and bridges, I guess, right across the street over here. And they say they didn't have any paint. And I said, well, what if I bought the paint? They said, well, we can't do that. So I'm thinking to myself, well, and of course, nothing ever happened, obviously. But a road that's that narrow and with that much traffic, it would seem to me like a reasonable thing to do to have it adequately painted anyway where you can see the center of the road. With that, I'll leave it at your hands. Thank you very much for hearing me.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out.
My name is Tim Kidwell. I'm the minister for the Branson Church of Christ, downtown Branson. I've lived in Branson for approximately 11 years. I live at 266 Skyline Road. My property is the first property past where this is being suggested to be built. My property line actually butts up against it. It's not mentioned in your minutes here as far as a description of the property, but my property line does actually separate, but right there where the road cuts into the here's where the water tower is. There's an access road that runs right in front of my house. My house is right here, right in the middle of this blind curve that everybody hates, and I hate to because I've nearly been killed by my neighbor several times just trying to get out of the driveway. This other side of this road, I've got about 10 feet of property. That's where my boundary line, my property line goes to the other side of that access road. So this property is being suggested to be built actually butts up to part of my property. So that needs to be mentioned also as far as a consideration. My home is a home that I'm very proud of. We've been blessed to be able to buy it. We put another $125,000 in it over the last year in home improvements. It's a beautiful home. sits there, first home as they come into the subdivision. And I'm very concerned that by building these rentals, that's number one, not going to help the value of my property. I don't know how many of you men would like to have spend that kind of money on top of what you've already spent to buy the home and then have the nightly rentals. So we're going to have 60-plus new neighbors possibility each night that we will have to deal with right there next to our home. That blind curve is where everybody turns around, right in my driveway. Right now, as it is, folks think, well, they can get to the chateau or to the lake. They come through there and realize, oh, it's going to make a 90-degree left here and go into the neighborhood. And they say, well, that's not where I want to go. They turn around right there in that blind curve. And when they do, they throw gravel down my driveway, which my driveway has drops 25 feet from the top down to the bottom where my house is. So I'm constantly out there removing gravel out of the top of my driveway just so that I can get out without spinning. It's something that's a concern even now without all the extra traffic. And then we're going to put 60 people in there each night. The water tower sits below where this is, and we're talking about sewage. Where's that sewage going to go to? Well, my house is the first one down the hill. I'm about 25 feet below the water tower. And then all this 60 people plus, and their sewage is above me. It's above the water tower. So, I'm concerned about that. And then the road right there at that blind curve, about 5 years ago when we had that freak snowstorm on a Sunday, there was a 12-car pileup right there in front of my home. Hello. Sorry, thought I had it turned off. And as you can continue around that curve, they keep talking about how narrow the road is. And it's just true. You can't hardly pass somebody coming. There's a place right down at the very bottom where I actually will stop if somebody's coming towards me to let them go. It's like a one-lane bridge. You know, you got to let them get through there. And so we're going to have all this construction traffic. We're going to have all this tourist traffic. And I guarantee you, you know, gentlemen, they're going to drive down that road. They're going to come to that curve, and they're either going to turn around in my driveway or they're going to keep going into the neighborhood, and it's just going to be a congested mess for us that live there. You know, please don't do this. Please don't do this. You know, a man that owned property across the street from me on the other side asked me, what would you like to see happen to the property? I said, I like it like it is, but, you know, I can't stop somebody from doing what they want to on their property. I can't. But I'm asking you gentlemen to consider the neighborhood, consider those of us who live there, our needs, our desires, the fact that we picked to live there for a reason, and this that's being suggested is not the reason why we moved there. It would be a reason why I leave, but it's not why I would come. Thank you.
Thank you. Did we miss anyone?
David Scott and my wife Jeannie. And it's been well said, I think, of the way why we oppose this, and we do strongly oppose it. In fact, is we spent the afternoon talking about where we might move. We moved there a year ago, thought we were in a single family, quiet neighborhood, great people. And you go by and you see a stake on the ground with an 8x10 sheet of paper on it saying our lives are going to change.